You are unbelievable. And yet, we know it wasn't a flawless routine. She'd given up several points in the events with some balance checks and incomplete maneuvers and every once in a while, a leg on the dismount. And as you watched, your heart would sink at those few minutes, wondering, will she be able to pull it off? So the question is, would you qualify your praise with, you did well, but you failed in some areas? We have a lot of work to do for the world trials next year. Think a minute before you answer how you would answer your daughter. As I watched later in the week, I watched the female pole vault competition for the U.S. and Jennifer Stasinski took the silver. And I watched as she knew she had the silver and she went over to her coach. In fact, I think she might have even sent the flowers up to him after the medal thing, and he began to ream her for not getting the gold. Did anybody see that? It was horrible. He began to tell her what she did wrong, and she said, I told you over and over and over, and you don't listen to me, and this kind of thing. And it was kind of like, so you didn't get the gold. And, you know, that all might have been well if they were by themselves and it wasn't on camera and you could hear the coach exchange that with her. But the real funny thing was, is that she barely qualified for the Olympics, like within 1/100th of a point to even get in the Olympics. And no one thought she would be able to do well in there, and she pulled out the gold. She did something that was almost impossible for her to do. Does that deserve some praise? Would your words be an act of love and approval? Or would they be approval with some correction? And so the question I want you to think about this morning is, what does your Heavenly Father say to you? What does your Heavenly Father say to you? I think most people growing up would think that God would be like the second coach. I do. Most everybody I meet and I talk to, especially if they haven't gone to church very much, thinks God is a God of meanness, a God of we can't get it right and we need to get it right. What would you say to your child? And what do you think the Father would say to you? Would he criticize you because you're never good enough? We probably thought that at some point. You know, the old thing of, with God, nothing we can do is good enough. Nothing we can do is good enough. Where do we get that thinking from? Where is it that we get that thinking from? Well, I think we get it from the world, but you know how we really get it? From our parents. Our parents represent God to us. And if we're honest this morning, most, if not all, of you who have had a parent or a guardian or grew up with someone who raised you, maybe grandparents, were the idea of God to you, and at times you didn't get the approval, you got the correction, and you couldn't meet up to the standard, the measuring stick, and then you go to work in this world, and what happens? You're on the measuring stick again, and you can never measure up. And we hear something like, you could have done better. I expected more from you. You're better than that. And we have to stop and ask ourselves when we're talking to our kids, why do we do that at those important moments when our children need to know that they have approval? Why is it that it drives us to correction rather than approval? And I think the answer is because it was done to us. Isn't that true? Our parents are the earthly representation of who God is and what God is like, and it takes the Bible to re-educate us to the truth. Now, how would our Heavenly Father have responded? God tells us words that are an act of love. Without adding, we aren't living up to the standard. Yes, He trains us to prepare for life. And I look at that, and just as Nastia Lukin's father trained for the Olympics, and she wanted to be like her father who had won the gold. But I think here our Heavenly Father's response would be the same as Nastia's father. He was trains us and He prepares us for life, but He approves of us. Listen to this from Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? 37. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor uneven bars, shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. I think Nastia's father gave her praise only, don't you? That had to be one of his proudest moments. He acted like our Heavenly Father. And I can imagine him saying to her, "Well done, Nastia. You were wonderful. You were beautiful. You were graceful. You really did it." And you might say, "Well, wait a minute. That may be Nastia's father, but what about God? God is always telling us the things that we should do." Well, you know what? So did Nastia's father tell her what to do and trained her so that she could be the best she could be, so that she would be ready for the Olympics, correcting and helping her and spotting her. And our Heavenly Father does exactly the same thing. He trains us day by day to become all that we can be in Christ, and is done in love and care and not anger. So we come to our verse this morning, and it says in verse 14 of Titus chapter 2, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us, He might buy us back from every lawless deed and purify, clean us up is what it means, for Himself, His own special people, zealous or jealous for good works. God's desire is to clean us up so that we can do loving acts, we can love each other, and we can be transformed to be new in this life. He trains us to be the best that we can be, but He does not do it in order to give approval. Nastia's dad accepted her and loved her and coached her, and she became all that she could be. And God loves and accepts us for who we are and the way we are, but it still coaches us to be all that we can be. Listen to this from Ephesians 1:6. To the praise of the glory of His grace by which He has made us what? Accepted. Accepted in the Beloved. What would your Heavenly Father say of you right now, just the way you are, in the place that you are right now? He would say, "I'm proud of you." Do you believe that? "I'm proud of you. I love you so much." No qualifications, no improvements, no conditions, because His love is not qualified by performance. So let me conclude with these thoughts. Isn't it interesting how much our parents impact children, or how much we impact friends or neighbors, because we represent who God is to those around us. We represent God to our friends. We represent God to our neighbors. We represent God to our coworkers. And our faith and thoughts about God are born out of the reality of living this life. And we couldn't know God except that we saw it in those who raised us. But it takes the Bible to reshape our views in understanding God as He really is. If you were God, what would you whisper to you? What would you whisper when you do your best but you fail? What would God whisper to you?